Good afternoon, Dr. Schnur, dictating the pre and post bronchodilators for round trip on Jeffrey Culley, C-U-L-L-Y. This goes to the VA on 5/25/23. Mr. Culley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there's a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a very minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. Paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, period. Next, six-minute walk test on Jeffrey Culley. This goes to the VA. On 5/25/23, Mr. Culley performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 527 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%, period, and paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Stimson, S-T-I-M-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Murray. On 5/25/23, Mrs. Stimson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period. To paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Horgan. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 5/25/23, Mr. Horgan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/28/22, there's been no significant change, period, in paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Blair Byram, B-Y-R-E-M. This goes to Dr. Thompson on 5/25/23. Mr. Byram performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's no significant airways obstruction nor bronchial activity, period. Compared to a prior study data 10/26/22, there's been improvement, period, to paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Dawn White. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 5/25/23, Mrs. White performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/14/17, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Larry Clyborne, C-L-I-B-O-R-N-E. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 5/25/23, Mr. Clyborne performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/17/22, there's been no significant change, period, of paragraph impression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Thank you.